Mike Fasita, Mike German, both know the stand on that is don't burn up time trying to get easement you're not going to get.
Okay.
Walk on with those conversations.
So the Lookout Acres is truly Lookout Acres, finish the construction there. Of what that project is.
Casey Road.
Casey Road, yeah. The big portion of that is Victor Rosette is pretty much done. He's just waiting on the weather to pave that road. And we've got a final pavement to Victor. It's about $180,000.
Okay. The Lookout Acres construction engineer is what? Is that construction or concept?
That is construction. Perfect. What Victor's finishing up.
Perfect. We'll move on.
I don't think they'll use all of that. But
that's all right. Next one, we've got the Bull Shoals Bore Project. Okay. Not saying for it or against it,
sure.
But you've already got your concept. And this is
we're ready to go to bid.
So this would be a construction if we wanted to fund it.
Yes.
Okay. I'm moving on. I don't want to have that debate right now.
Well, can I tell you a little bit about how we got to where we are? And I just for your own edification, yeah. I ain't trying to sway you either way. You know, we started with Ozark Beach Project.
Right.
And Ozark Beach Project, and meeting with Forsyth, this was probably 3 years ago.
Right.
This meeting started. And so we went to Forsyth, and we bought capacity to the city of Forsyth for Ozark Beach. And then we also, in that same contract, we got the rights to buy 200,000 gallons of additional capacity in their plant at a rate to be determined based on the market value of capacity and what it costs to build a wastewater plant.
Okay.
So they signed off on that. Numerous sewer board meetings, what's the best way to go with this? We looked at maybe looking to try to build a plant over there in the Power South North area.
So did we get Monday afternoon for budget on our agenda?
No, because we're done.
Well, we're not done.
At 10 o'clock, we vote to approve the budget.
Did we get it on tomorrow's? Can you meet tomorrow afternoon?
I'm not
going to
be in town.
It's not on the budget.
Well, I know, but we have got to get to a discussion that's going to take a long time regarding employees.
Well, we can put it on. We can put it on. I mean,
so you're not going to be here? Well, I don't want to do it without you.
I appreciate that.
That's all right.
You're very thoughtful.
Practical.
At 5 o'clock.
You're available at 5?
No. We could post it right now from 3:05 to 5. I'm available.
About 6.
About 6? I said no.
I understand.
We probably need to wait and schedule it.
You need to come in earlier. We could work on it individually, as far as that goes.
On Monday? We just come in early Monday.
Worked it all day Monday. I don't know if you knew that.
We can come in at 6 on Monday.
Well, that's true. We can't get the information to him to get it done.
Okay, well, since this is... So, whatever you want to do, you know my schedule.
Just in case. Hey, Nikki, button us up for tomorrow to work on the budget from 3:05 to 5?
To whatever. Just till
okay.
Till Monday,
6 or 7
or Monday at 8 o'clock.
Or straight through the weekend. Just in case.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so...
But in a nutshell, I mean, this goes back three and a half years, the meetings with Forsyth. We looked at some treatment plant possible sites, you know, and this, that, and the other. And at that time, there just wasn't really anything really that attractive. And so Lake Boreal, that's pretty aggressive. You know, we never have done anything like that before. But it took us 2 years. We finally got all the permits from the Corps of Engineers to do that. And...
Did you have public hearings?
Not on the lake floor, no. But we got the permits and everything to do that. And that decision to bring Valley View Village and all that under the lake back through the Ozark Beach system was the board approved that probably a year and a half ago. So all of this work in designing Ozark Beach has had that in mind. With that area coming under the lake and through those two lift stations, which were overbuilt, you know, they're over $200,000 lift stations, and they were oversized to handle that. So I guess what I'm saying is we got some engineering costs.
How much would it cost to build our own treatment plant on the other side of the lake?
And if we get new,
probably a couple million. You know, it'd have to be like, you know, I'm figuring like $10 a gallon.
So we build a treatment plant.
Maybe $10 to $15 a gallon.
So we build a treatment plant for $2 million. What all could we draw from? We could draw from we have subdivision, of course.
Well, we could reverse our flow. I'll see if we had. Well, here we go. If we had some bore, we could flow back under the lake and go that way.
Let's pretend that there's no bore.
So you don't want no bore.
Let's pretend.
No.
Pretend
no,
this conversation.
Say that.
Okay.
Basically, Valley View Village, Southern Ridge, Mobile Home Park.
What about Power Site?
Power Site's already in that Power Site North plan. It has a bad alternate to be bid separately. But well, they'll bid it at the same time, and then if the cost is good, we'll bring it on.
The plant could be used to utilize the Power Site, Valley View, mm-hmm. anything that's on that.
Southern Ridge, Mobile Home Park, Shoals Bend. Yeah. If it develops, it could come in.
Do you want a Saturday posting?
Yeah.
I'm hopeful we get everything answered tonight.
Yeah. Let's just not.
But I'm certainly available to work with. We have to get this posted.
That would be an evaluation
straight through.
That would be an evaluation. That would be a concept evaluation to have a firm look at. You know, the locations available for a treatment plant, what the cost would be, while we could pull in.
Is your personal opinion, do you think it's feasible, John?
Well,
first thing I think...
If we had to put a ton of money into already preparing Ozark Beach to handle that, I mean, there's a lot of engineering that's been... There's a lot of these stations been overbuilt.
Engineers don't care. They make more of
that. I don't know, but I do, you know.
John, once you hook in and it goes to Forsyth, who gets the fees?
We would get our fees, but we'd have a cost we pay for site treatment, just like we do Hollister.
So if in fact we had a cost, it could go towards payment of the utility itself.
Payment,
right?
Yeah, it'd be total profit for the sewer district, and you got control of your growth. You got more control of your utility.
And potentially the sewer district could prosper by looking at things that way.
Yeah. The sewer board is on board with wanting to build some treatment plants. We're excited about the fact.
I mean, and just so you know, my opinion is, anytime you start boring under a Corps of Engineers leg, the word EPA comes to mind. Mm-hmm. And I can just only imagine what we would have be exposed to, liability-wise.
Well, I'm glad we had this conversation, because it was, if Pat Kett had certain language in one of these contracts, we would already have it out on the street. So I'm glad that was the separate.
That's just me. I'm just talking about
timing works out for some reason.
Well, not just the EPA, the considerations there. Public opinion. Mm-hmm. Public opinion would be a killer.
Well, yeah. I mean, the board put a horn in the lake.
They do force things out of the lake, and what if they do fail? I mean, it's going to be a case.
It'd be catastrophic.
Not too expensive. Well, why don't we look at possibly suspending movement on the bore and take a portion of that money and put that into an evaluation of a treatment plan alternative. Feasibility study of a treatment plan alternative.
What would that cost us?
Decide right out that scope of services and put it out.
How much?
How much?
Give me a number.
5,000?
100,000?
50,000?
5,000. 50,000. We already know what that's done. They've already done the part for the bore. That's done. Mm-hmm.
We know what that's going to cost.
Yes. What would you call that treatment plant research? What would you call that?
This be treatment, Power Site North treatment plant alternative.
Feasibility?
Yeah. Alternative feasibility study.
Power Site North.
Why don't you
treatment plant feasibility?
Give me.
Power Site North. What's the subdivision?
Valley View Village. We call it the Power Site North because we had two Silver Creeks, one in Marion Woods. And
Valley View concept. Treatment plant concept.
Yeah. Why don't you roll?
Hold on. Okay. How much money?
Now, what we usually do on that is we go off of a. We have the documents from the engineering firms, you know. They're basically their resume on file.
So you pick an engineering company. What do you think?
They said,
what kind of money?
$50,000, $75,000, $100,000. Give me a number.
I'd say $50,000. And that when you come back here tonight, you know, I don't want, you know, I'm real worried about that because they come right out. If they know that number's there, they're going to try to give them that up too.
I'll put 25 there.
Let's put 25 there, and if I need to come back, I'm afraid you're going to.
We can put 25 there. But we can't? Physically, you can't?
Yeah, the 25 does work. Okay.
Let me bring you back to the other part of the budget is ours. We're going to have a contingency. Mm-hmm. And within this overall budget,
right,
we can spend that out of contingency if we choose to do so. Or pass it on.
Okay. $25,000. Moving on.
All right.
PowerSite North project. You have $3 million asked for. Is that all concept? Is that concept instruction?
That is to finish up the engineering.
But you've already got a concept.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going forward with this project.
Well, we have not started getting easements yet, so part of this dollar amount.
And I'm going to say that a sewer board has said we're moving forward with PowerSite North.
Yes, they have.
Okay, so that's $3 million for the...
They're not going to spend $3 million this year, is what you're saying, Jeff.
Well, let's see, we had five in there, and I talked to Mel, and I said, you know, it's January now. We didn't even start getting easements. I can't see. We might have it out for bid. And usually your mobilization is usually your biggest hammer when they start coming into the area.
Again, it's a budget, and we're going to pass through based upon our intergovernmental agreement.
$2 million? You're going to spend $2 million between now and the end of the year?
Well, it's going to... We don't have nowhere to go with it, though. See, that's what I'm saying. We can't really start building it because if we don't do the board.
We don't have a treatment plant.
And here's the deal about a treatment plant. With the anti-degradation studies that you have to do now that the DNR requires, if we started tomorrow, it'd probably be 2.5 or 3 years before we have a permit to build a plant. DNR, they just ain't like you run in there anymore. It's a big deal. So you have to do an evaluation of your watershed and where you're discharging. You have to see how much you're going to add to the degradation.
2.5 to 3 years?
That's what these engineers are saying. City of Branson right now is doing something over there.
We need engineers. So it sounds like
the engineers have to tell you.
It's the anti-degradation rule that the EPA still got on the state. You got it. Anti-degradation, I'll get you some information on it, but it's a scientific study that has to determine the level of degradation that that stream or that body of water that treatment plant is going to discharge it into is currently, then what your treatment plant will do to that to add to that degradation. It's goofy. Environmentally it makes some sense, but it's real.
Do I put any money in this line item?
Nobody has made it through it yet.
I would put some in there for a study.
But this is construction.
Well, we're still getting easements, and we're still designing it. So give me...
Designed to go where?
He's going
to
tell you.
Well, that depends on the outcome of this evaluation if we decide to build treatment.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
We would want to go ahead, if we were doing it, if I was doing it, I'd want to go ahead and buy easements now while property's cheap.
Well...
And I think our easement cost is a lot less.
But easements going where? Going to the board.
Well, the internal design of the subdivisions, how we collect it, where some of these pump stations are going to go, that probably wouldn't change. Now, there's some that would, but not a lot of it. So let's do it. If that's the way we want to go, and that's the way we decide to fund this, then we'll have to gear all of the future easement acquisition, all that, with that in mind. But, you know, the treatment plants say it takes 2 years to get a permit to build a plant. It's still out there.
How long does it take to get permission to put the bore under the lake?
We've got it.
Completely?
That's the way I understand it from the engineers. They're ready to put the bid out on the street. And what happened when Victor Rosetta got the rehab bid, and you know, Pat was reviewing that document, and there was words she might not be happy with that, and I told Greg River, I said, let's go put it out on the street because they're not happy with the verbiage. They're going to change it again. So we held it.
I can tell you at this point,
there would have been better.
No public comment. Really, with no one knowing about this potential bore, I wouldn't want to fund that project until we had all that other stuff taken care of.
Well, yeah, and I think looking at a treatment plant option is a viable thing to do. I mean, the sewer board, now that we're looking at this treatment plant stuff, it still has the board in it, but would take everything back that way. in Ozark Beach and asked Foresight for $945,000 back, and we don't need that.
Yeah, well, they're not going to give the $945,000 back because they don't have $25,000.
Well, they got $945,000 somewhere. Bless their heart.
Did they enhance their plan?
Well, they have in some things, but they used their share of the 25%.
You gave them 900, how much?
We bought capacity for $5 a gallon, which is great. But we gave them $945,000.
When did you give $945,000?
A couple of years ago. It's in our contract. We agreed to buy capacity for Ozark Beach.
Then the use of that money is for whatever they want it to be? Or?
Well, it should be to expand the plant and make water augmentations to the plant that was necessary to provide for that capacity.
Did the sewer district track to see if they did that?
No.
So we might have bought space that doesn't exist.
Well, it exists. I can't give you all the where for all the precise numbers. I don't have any doubt it don't exist. One problem we've got, though, that Ray West overlooked is when our pumps kick on down here on Alexander Street, our final lift station, they get a peak hammer. And that their plant was supposed to handle them pumps turned all the way up, and it can't. We got them turned all the way down. So if we bring PowerSite North through, part of that would be if we'd have to address that.
There's something
you can redo some line stuff, guys.
Okay.
But see, their engineer reviewed our plans and he signed off on it, but it'll work.
$500,000
for PowerSite North. I like that.
I think to finish up the design and easement acquisition, that'll probably be fine.
Okay. At this point, I want to put zero for the Bole Shoals bore project for now. Just because I want to have public hearing. We'll have plenty of contingency that the public hearing says, go for it, it's great. Best things in sliced bread, then we got money to fundle over there.
I know we're in.
Yes, we are.
I can't see with the problem that you just give me about it peaking over here. That we would consider it within this next year's budget.
I took it out. Took it to zero.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do. I mean,
because that's added flow that they can't handle now, and that's added flow.
Well, it would take some surge tanks and stuff being constructed down at their plant, which that's.
Let's keep moving.
Okay. I'm all ears. That concludes any construction project you got scheduled this coming year. Do you have any other construction projects that you have scheduled, John, that we don't know about? That's not what we've got. Anything additional to this? Now, I got utility capital improvement. That's a separate division, the way I look at it. But I just...
What that is where we are doing things within our own...
We'll get to there in a second.
Okay.
Any of the new projects that you've got coming up?
Now, I took some of these off when I talked to Ron initially. Mildred project. We've got some of these other things to address when we get to Mildred. That's extending from Hermanville School on out to those fourplexes and stuff. There's a lot of units there to catch, but I don't think we'll get to it this year.
Any concept phase on it? Do you have a concept done already on that?
Well, technically, we do have a contract
with
Great River, and they are doing some preliminary.
But you guys
haven't started doing any engineering on it. They are doing some feasibility work.
The feasibility work. Has that's not budgeted anywhere. We need that in here.
All right. That is kind of one of the projects that came up. Okay.
Would that be under professional services?
Well, if we wanted to put something in that.
Like feasibility study?
No, professional services is where some of these pop-up projects happen, you know, like the dam site. I'll use that for an example. It's coming out of nowhere. And we didn't really have it in here. That's where some of that, plus the county.
You got a Mildred project there.
I got it there.
Yeah, I didn't see it in there.
I zeroed it out. But
well, how much would be a what feasibility? How much feasibility money? What do you owe Great River on feasibility on that? Did they have 20 more thousand coming in?
Well, we had it all encapsulated in the finish and the engineering and all that for 2 million. So,
I know, and we're asking for
100,000.
Okay, 100,000 to do the feasibility. Okay.
That would allow us to do some engineering. I mean, it ain't that great run from there just to design something that way.
Okay. Any other concept stuff you got coming up?
John, I know you had other stuff in here.
There's
other stuff you want to talk about it.
Well, I'm with you.
Okay.
But
I understood.
Sorry, Ron. Mill Ridge. We already talked about it. That's a very important project to us this year, too.
We have no Kirbyville.
That was a question I was going to ask.
Kirbyville project. Is there any Kirbyville work?
No, Kirbyville's that's done.
Okay, but payment. I've seen on here you had a receipt rolled out as far as.
Do we owe any money?
Do we owe.
Everybody should be paid out as far as the contract and stuff.
And what about the loan?
That loan is being paid by Kirbyville through their share of the half cent sales tax.
Well, you don't have it on here, though.
That comes out of what share that they already have on their account.
What do they have? Where's that account?
That is maintained down in our office on spreadsheet based on sales tax.
We had money this year. We said no. He said, let's let them handle what they pass through the cities. The sewer district is going to honor, as I understand it, passing through 25% of the sales tax to incorporated areas.
Yeah, they haven't said anything pro or con to it. It's just what we've done.
See, well, if we don't have it in here, it's not going to get passed through.
Well, I had it in here.
Okay.
I saw it zeroed out here.
You had it in as a revenue.
Well, I did have. But then I saw this one budget come through, that one first one, so I didn't know. That's my question.
Well, it comes in as one tax to the county commission.
Yeah.
So it's one money coming in, but how are we going to expend it is a different animal. It still comes into the county.
What happens, the way we've done that, and you probably all understand this, but, you know, we take 25%.
No, it's in there.
Well,
the line items are in there.
Yeah, the line items are, but you know, see, I saw that zeroed out, so I didn't know.
Well, in the revenue,
and I can put it right. We can put it right back in there.
We can't do it this way because we don't collect it this way. So the revenue is one sales tax for $6.5 million. We don't collect it by individual incorporated areas.
Expend it that way.
Right. In the revenue, yes, we can't. We're not going to do that. If you need money in the expenditure,
down here in the bottom, under
right here.
TCRSD expense, Jim, on the first page.
Right.
There
yes.
You need to put municipalities.
Just put the word municipalities?
Municipalities. And then put 25% of whatever $6.5 million.
I'll put it right now. I'll create a line. I'll create a line and give it to you here.
Say 25%.
I just don't want those lines in different sections.
You're going to have to, but we talked about
the line that has to be in a certain area.
Well,
based off the intergovernmental
agreement. Out on the front end, though.
The legal and publications has to be in the
we're not having any
concept phase. It's not part of the office.
Okay, before I get to there.
This incorporated area is a whole bit separate deal from the service.
Hold on a second.
He wants to rearrange the line items in different sections, and that's what we're trying to avoid, is so that the regional sewer district sees what much money they get. Right?
I don't know.
Well, that's what we're trying to do, is be able to segment the budget.
And if you'll tell me what segments need to be for the regional sewer district, I can put those together.
That's what those are.
I haven't looked at the whole thing yet, so I'm just not looking at it.
Okay, well, there's two things. This is a totally different budget. This is not John's budget. This is our budget.
Our budget.
And within this budget are our revenues and our expenditures. One of our expenditures are pass-through monies to go to John.
Right.
Some of the expenditures we have are going to be monies that are not going to be passed through to John. We have separated out that we're going to pay the Bee Creek loan. We're going to pay the TIF. We're going to pay
Kirbyville grant.
Yeah, that's already done.
Well, I don't understand. See, you got me confused there. That is not paid off.
No.
Their portion of
it's paid off now with the 25%.
I'm sorry. We're also going to pass through sales tax money to John. And in that sales tax money, 25% of it's going to be dedicated to the municipality. He's going to take care of Kirbyville.
Okay.
Right?
No.
But it's not on here.
It will be in just a few minutes.
Well, how it was on there before, it was listed as a revenue.
saying what we were doing, we were tracking that this is for the city, and this is for the city. In other words, it made it look like we were getting it from the city. We weren't. We were designating it for the city.
Right.
We
took 25% of the.
And then I'm assuming that you directly passed that through to the cities, or did?
They did. We saw the request.
They don't pass it through to the cities.
They only pay when there's a.
I'm sorry. They bring a concept.
I understand that
the board approves it.
But up to 25%, you allocated out of the $6.5 million on an annual basis is what you allocated.
And that's the way it was structured
in the past.
Involved,
okay.
You know? And
okay.
Then we divide that by 8, and then theoretically each entity, the way that was done.
But if we give you a lump sum and say you get up to this much money for municipality work. Right? That's what we're talking about, Ron. Is that right? Okay.
Well, see, they've already got money within their county account that's on paper somewhere. That's probably about $5 million.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Do we?
We
haven't passed it through.
We haven't passed it.
You remember when I'm bringing stuff to you, like we come up with Forsyth that time, and I said the sewer board's approved Forsyth to do their
winter right.
Upgrade. That they paid for that out of their share of the sales tax.
Right.
But they have on
the
spreadsheet.
They've been accounting through
place.
The years, and for the cities that have not used their money, the money grows.
It just grows if they have a Bible.
So part of the $19 million that we have is dedicated to cities.
Is it dedicated by law?
No, sir.
No, that was a handshake agreement, but it turned into written agreements.
We have written agreements?
I've got them down there. They're a 2-page agreement that. In order to get city support to pass the sales tax in 93.
Well, they didn't have any agreements when the city sales tax was passed.
No. But the administrator at that time went and they met with all the cities and they said, hey, if you support us on this, we're going to give you a share of 25% of that money.
Okay.
That's where it all
That's goes. A bigger issue that we may need to go to executive to discuss because.
I can tell you the whole.
Oh, I'm sure you can, but.
I can too.
Yeah, well, you
okay, but if that money truly exists, then we need to pass it over and be done with it from a county if it's already been accounted for.
Mm-hmm. But is that something that the sewer district needs to get involved with?
When he said pass it through, he meant to you.
Yeah, because I'm saying I got no agreement.
Why do we have over the incorporated areas, though? Yeah, we're just another entity out there trying to get some money, too, you know.
You are, well, that's fine. We won't be passing you through all the sales tax. We'll just give it to the cities. We're not going to do that, John.
I'm not saying that.
Well, you're the ones that have kept the records.
Yeah.
You are the district.
So when they come in with a project, we wouldn't come to you guys anymore and say, you know, we recommend that you pay them.
No, that's going to be.
We would just make a motion
call
to pay
unless
them.
We'll send
a warrant up to Rick's office to pay some money out of that sales tax. Because we're not going to get this money and put it in our own bank account. It's still going to stay on the account here at the county, right?
I would entertain a motion to go into executive session.
Motion to go into executive pursuant 610.021.123.12.
Second.
Motion has been made and second to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021. Executive session.
Yep.
All in favor say aye.
Jim aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Y'all can stay.